You get a little extra this week because I'm on vacation, but right before I left, I had the chance to interview Gerald Ramsey by phone. So enjoy this lovely interview with a simply delightful man who's playing Mufasa in The Lion King, which is going to come to the Keller Auditorium on August 10th. See you when I get back, and have lots of adventures while I'm gone. Welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I am so fortunate right now because by phone I have Gerald Ramsey, who is touring in The Lion King right now, and he's going to be heading to Portland in August. August 10th is their first show, and welcome, Gerald. Thanks so much for talking to me.
It's a pleasure.
Now, you just told me a minute ago you guys are in Minneapolis. How long have you been on tour?
I've personally been on tour about a year now, but I think this production, the Gazelle Tour, has been on tour for about 14 years now.
Wow, isn't that incredible? Is there anyone on the tour that's been on tour for the entire run?
There's actually a gentleman here. His name is Frank Wright. He's a very humble man. He's been with Lion King since it started on Broadway.
Oh.
Since before Broadway, when it was being created here in Minneapolis, almost 20 years.
That is he's been with the tour for 20 years?
Yeah, he's been with Lion King for almost 20 years now.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. When you came into the show, how did you get put in? Did you go on tour and then did a stage manager teach you the role? Or, of course, the person prior to you probably taught you as well. How did that all work?
When I arrived, I actually started training in Philadelphia. I worked almost exclusively with the directors of the show. So there's a director, we have our resident director, our music director, and the dance captain. And they kind of teach you the show individually, one-on-one with them. And then as you become more confident in the show, they start pulling in actors and understudies to work scenes with you. And then you get one run-through with the complete show called a put-in. And my put-in was in Vancouver, Canada. And then I was on that same night.
Oh my gosh. What was your first night in The Lion King like?
I can't remember.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I have to say, I've seen The Lion King several times, and it is one of the most beautiful shows. The way in which Julie Taymor developed the opening in particular, of course, just stays with you. It just stays with you forever. It's so beautiful.
I can't believe like the life that I came from. And then I do remember taking each step I took up Pride Rock. I couldn't believe that I'm here.
Mm.
And then not just here, but I'm playing the king of the Pride Land. It was, I still can't believe it, to be honest.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And what a great way to see the country on tour. Yeah. It sounds amazing.
It's amazing. And I think getting a chance to travel and meet so many people from different parts of the country, different walks of life, you can't help but change as a person.
Yes. Now, also, I noticed that you're from Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm originally from American Samoa, but
That's wonderful. So now, how long do you plan to stay with the tour? You plan to stay with it for much longer?
Well, the principal actors, well, the main roles were on one-year contracts.
Uh-huh.
And so my 1 year is about to finish, and then another year to stay on tours.
You're coming to Portland on the 10th. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to see in Portland?
I can't wait to see my family.
Oh, are they coming?
Yeah, a lot of my family lives in the Seattle-Tacoma area.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and one of my best friends lives in Portland, and I'm going to be staying with him in Portland while we're there for the show.
Oh, great. And you guys are here for, how long are you here?
We're there for 4 weeks, and our last show will be September 4th.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm on a trip right now, so I hope that I'll get a chance to bring my daughter. I know all of us have seen the show, but it's just one of those shows you would love to see again and again because the message is so beautiful and the show itself is so beautiful.
And even when I was training and I was watching the show every other day for about 2 weeks, I was still seeing things like, oh, wait, I didn't know that happened, or I didn't see that animal or that character, I didn't hear that line.
Yes,
It's
I.
crazy.
Yeah, it's such a rich show. It's so deep. It has so much going on.
And also the thing that I've heard from other, because there's patrons who've seen the show, because it returns to a city about every 4 or 5 years. They'll see a show like 4 or 8 years later and say, because they're at a different stage in their life, the show means something totally different to them now.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing to say. I understand that. That's lovely.
So there was a gentleman that I met backstage on a tour, and he said when he first saw the show, he related to Simba as a young man trying to find his way. But now that he came back and brought his kids with him, he's completely enthralled by Mufasa's story arc in the show, now that he's a father.
Isn't that beautiful? Huh. Isn't it interesting? I was just listening to an interview with Julie Taymor, and it's quite amazing how many lives that she has touched and that the show has touched.
Yes.
And, have you ever had the pleasure of meeting her?
I feel like she's a legend, like a myth.
Yeah.
I've heard so much, but I've never seen her, or
Huh.
I'm hoping to one
Yeah,
day.
it's so interesting. I can imagine. I mean, it must be like choreographers and directors who direct things, types of art that don't change. So many shows, people are readapting them and putting new productions up, but this is a production that's given, handed down to generations. It's historic and beautiful, the idea of how many human beings that she has touched by them learning what her vision was.
And even beyond, like the people that see the show every night, like even someone from me, like this island boy from Samoa, or these my coworkers, some of them are from South Africa. The things that it's done to change our lives and the lives of our family members through this show is unbelievable.
That's wonderful. Especially now, I have to say, with there's so much violence going on and divisiveness in the world, that this show, I think, is just a real medicine for us.
And that was, for me, I got very emotional. I think a lot of us in the cast, with the things that happened here, and while we're here in this city,
Yes.
in Minneapolis, to be able to provide kind of like a sanctuary for people to come and share one positive experience for a few hours. And what opportunity we have to do that,
You
to
are
provide that.
absolutely right. I could not agree more. In fact, I hope that people will turn more to beautiful art to assuage the pain that we're all feeling right now. So, what has been your favorite city? Or I don't particularly love the word favorite, but you've visited quite a few cities, I take it. Which have been some of your memories that stick out?
Okay, so everyone on the tour laughs at me when I say this, but Edmonton, Canada. I think we went from, I came from an island, so we went from Philadelphia to Vancouver to Calgary, and when we were in Edmonton, it was kind of like a smaller town, wide open spaces, no crazy traffic. I didn't feel like there was activities every day that I was missing out on. I got a chance to just relax, go on this beautiful drive every day to work, no stress. I loved it.
Oh, that's great. Well, have you ever been to Portland?
I have been to Portland. One of my best friends lives there, and my sister and her husband used to coach at Portland State University.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's great.
So I came down, I used to visit Portland as much as I could. Every time I was in Washington State, I would catch the train down to Portland and visit.
Wow, so it's going to be like your home.
This is in my mold. I can't tell you how excited I've been to come to
Oh,
Portland
well, that's so
since I joined the
wonderful.
show.
Oh, well, everyone's going to welcome you with open arms, I'm sure. And I know the audiences are going to be crazy about you. And I hope when I come to see the show to come and say hello.
Please do come backstage and find us. Like I'll be there every day, every night.
All right. Have a wonderful trip back to Portland and have a great rest of your run there in Minneapolis. And thanks so much for making time to talk to me and Adventures in Artslandia.
Thank you, Susanna. I'm very honored. Thank you so much. And you travel safely as well, okay?
Thank you so much.